Well, it's been another deadly 24 hours in Gaza. There has been sustained bombing overnight, and reports have been coming in the past hour or so that a United Nations-run school has been hit by Israeli shelling. Reports are 6 civilians were killed. Let's get the actual number and all the details from Christopher Gunness, who's spokesman for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency. Chris, what can you tell us about what happened?
Well, I can confirm, and it's important here to stick calmly to the confirmed facts, that at approximately 6:45 this morning, there were several rounds directly into the school compound at our school in Beit Lahia. There was a pause, and then several minutes later, there was a direct round into the third floor of the school building, which killed two people. I understand that they are children, and injured 14. Now, 1,600 people had taken refuge in the school. The Israeli army knew exactly our GPS coordinates. They would have known that hundreds of people had taken shelter there. Now, when you have a direct hit into the third floor of a UN school, there has to be an investigation to see whether a war crime has been committed, because we are keeping lists. This is part of a catalogue of attacks around, near, or on our installations. We are keeping real-time details of this, and there are other parts of the United Nations which also can be brought in to make sure that there is a thorough investigation to see whether war crimes have been committed.
Can you tell us that there were no Hamas members, no artillery, no weapons, nothing threatening in that UN building or coming out of that UN building to give the Israelis cause to target it?
Well, what I can tell you is that both with the attack last week at our school in Jabalia and with the attack at the UN compound, the Israeli authorities came out with very rapid and very stringent allegations, very serious allegations against UNRWA that there were militants in our compound. Within hours, that story changed, and we were being told by IDF officials and others that they knew for certainty that there were no militants in our compound, that they were in the vicinity. Let us see. I'm making no definitive statements, but I am saying that there must be an investigation, because when you get an attack on the third floor of an UNRWA school where about 1,600 people have taken refuge, then there has to be an investigation to see if a war crime has been committed. We have all of the details. We have real-time information about what has gone on. We have eyewitness accounts. We are very carefully noting down and making quite clear that we have all of the details of these attacks, and there has to be accountability, because it is perfectly possible that war crimes are being committed. We are making careful note, and those responsible have got to be made accountable.
Christopher Gunness of the UNRWA, thank you very much indeed.